Live. I'm calling from Chatham, New York. I was listening to the roundtable this morning, and I heard Alan Chartok's comments about the new possible pick for Trump for ambassador to Israel. And he referred to the Palestinians as those people while he was trying to make this point against this possible ambassadorial pick. And I would say, Alan, you know, if you're going to be politically correct, if you're going to be on the right side of history, do not refer to the Palestinians as those people.
Hi, my name is Katrina Lance. I'm calling from Socrates, New York. I just wanted to say it was a complete and utter pleasure not to have to listen to Rosemary Arameo last week and listen to Teresa and Barbara. First of all, their voices are mellifluous. They're calm, reasonable people. I find Rosemary, she's like the most annoying and grating voice to listen to every day on the roundtable.
Hi, this is Madeline Farr. I live in Amherst, Mass. I'd like to recommend that in our conversations about the current political scenario, that we refrain from using code words like oligarchy. I think in our efforts to engage folks of different political stripes, using old leftist terms like that will alienate folks that may more easily be willing to ally themselves with those of us who are left-leaning. Just a recommendation. Thanks, folks.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the contrast between the legislator pay increase and the 0.03% Social Security increase.
Hi, this is Kaylee in Scarletville. I love your morning show, The Roundtable. It's not supposed to be a news program with equal opinions. It's an opinion. It's a look at what's happening, and I, for one, wouldn't miss it. So just ignore the rest of these people and do what you're doing, because you're doing it brilliantly. I love WAMC.